Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's something in parallel to the brand that's happening, and that's your personal kind of growth explosion. And I don't know when this totally comes into the picture, but let's bring it up now. So I looked at your account recently and I was like, holy shit, you've kind of gone from, I don't even remember what, but like, I feel like the last time we spoke, maybe last year, things were really different. And then now you're kind of creeping up towards 200,000 followers on Instagram, and you have a lot of content on there. You've positioned yourself as an expert, as someone, you know, who is an authority in the space. Can you kind of paint the picture from where you were last year, where you are now, what's happened, and then how that kind of has trickled into build the brand?
I kind of joke about this because at the beginning of this year, I was like, I'm manifesting a celebrity partner.
Okay.
And then I was
yourself?
I was like, I think I just made myself the celebrity.
Yeah, it's definitely you.
So at January 2023, I only had 3,000 followers personally.
What?
Currently, no. Right now, it's April 17th. I have 180,000 plus. And people.
Oh my God, I love this. And when people are like, everything's too saturated, it's too hard to grow, you're like, wait, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, that's the insane part. And also, people are like, you paid for followers. And I was like, I didn't pay a dime. Like, no, no. So, fall of last year, I started talking in my personal account. I turned 33 last fall, and I started to notice a lot of changes in my body. At the same time, I was trying to conceive and was hyper aware of what was going on. My cycles, like, was tracking everything, was super anxious about the whole process, which is probably why I didn't conceive. But anyways, just noticed a lot of changes in my body, and I started to share about it, and I started to dig back into a lot of the research that I'd been in before I started Mireya. So that led me to, like, Dr. Stacey Sims and going back and reading her book, and I realized I wasn't eating enough protein. And my muscle mass was changing really drastically, which for women, this happens as we age. It's harder to hold on to muscle. And muscle is an endocrine organ, which is crazy.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I started sharing about it.
I've learned a lot through your content, I should just say.
This was the, like, most I'd ever gotten engagement on my personal. People were DMing me, asking me questions. How are you eating more protein? What does it look like to eat more protein? What kind of protein? How much? And I was like, whoa.
Well, I'm literally one of those people.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not alone. Like, it just was such a hot moment. And then you started to look at, like, the Well and Good wellness trends for 2023, and they were all saying protein. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is, like, a thing. And so as people were asking me all these questions, I was like, okay, I just have to, like, give the people what they want. This is what I'm learning about. I'm just going to share as I learn. Mm-hmm. And I decided for January, because the most common question was, like, how are you eating? What are your meals look like? Show me what you're eating. I was like, I'm going to show people what I'm eating every day for 30 days. And so I did the series for the next 30 days. You and I are eating meals with at least 30 grams of protein, because 30 grams of protein is the muscle protein synthesis threshold for women. That's how much you have to eat to, like, maintain your muscle in a meal.
It's a lot.
It is. But when you get used to it, it's like, it's not. It's really not. But it just went wild. Within the first week, I was at, like, 10,000 followers. And then, like, the second week, it was, like, 50,000 followers. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? I've created a monster.
That is crazy. And, okay, wait, let's just pause here. So you're creating the videos. They're, like, recipe videos, some exercise kind of videos. Are you, like, hashtagging? Are you doing all the best practice stuff as well? Or you're just kind of thinking about, like, the content and the audio? Are you on stories, like, every day? Like, let's just, like, think about the posting schedule here for one minute.
For me, it was, like, really focused on posting daily. I was pretty much doing that for Mireya before, but now all of a sudden it was on my personal page, and I realized it was just growing way faster. So it was always reels, and it was the same format with the same intro. The intro, I think, was a huge part, because you say for the next 30 days, and people are like, great, I want more of this. I'm going to follow because I want to see the next 30 days. Easy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I said, protein, everyone wanted meals with more protein. So that was, like, easy. But I think the fact that it was recipes, that's a highly saved post. Mm-hmm. Regardless, right? You see a recipe you want to do, what do you do on Instagram? You save it. And the algorithm loves saves and shares. So people were sharing, people were saving, people were sharing the recipes to their stories. So I think that just, like, triggered this perfect storm on Instagram, where they were like, this girl is sharing great content, and they just kept pushing.
Oh my gosh, love it. So the 30-day challenge, where does that lead you at day 30?
Anxious and thinking, what the hell do I do next? But I was like, okay, I have this audience who's primarily women. The age group is mostly, it's like 24 to 45, which is right on the money for, you know, the brand as well. And I, in a handful of the recipes, also talked about the connection to your menstrual cycle with the foods I was using in the recipes. So I started to talk about cycle syncing your food within the protein recipes. And those posts were getting a lot of engagement. And so I was like, people are into the hormone talk. I'm going to do another 30 days where I focus on, for the next 30 days, you and I are doing things to support our hormone health. And I was like,
and that's where I started seeing your videos. And maybe also because I'd had this period thing that I'd posted, I must have been getting fed
hormone talk,
hormone health stuff. And I started, because I actually don't scroll on Instagram. I don't like go through my feed, but whatever the first video that pops up, I'll like see and, you know, either share it to a friend and blah, blah, blah. But your video was like constantly popping up as like my first.
Oh, I love that.
Like, video in my feed, and it would be like hormone health, and I'd be like, that's relevant to me, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Oh wait, so wait, just to pause here for a second. Okay, so this happens in January, you get to however many, you know, how many followers you have by end of Jan?
I don't even remember, probably like 70k.
Okay, very high. Are you talking about Maria during this time at all, and what are you seeing the impact on the brand at that time?
Yeah. So in my stories, I was like just sharing my life. And part of my everyday life is drinking the Maria PMS elixir, which is a drinkable multivitamin. So I'd share that and I'd get questions, you know, people would be like, what is this? Like, you know, what does it do? Whatever. And I'd do like the screenshot, like show the question, answer the question kind of thing on stories. And was starting to notice some traction and some crossover. So in my mind, I'm kind of like, okay, great. I need to keep integrating this. One, like it's going to be great for the brand. And two, it's very authentic to my story. So yeah, I started to talk about it and integrate it for sure. As the hormone like month went on, it was very natural. Every day wasn't going to be about Maria. I think there was like one or two days that it was incorporated into like a recipe or a smoothie or a sleepy girl cocktail. And that was when I posted it, started posting the sleepy girl cocktail, which is our product, and tart cherry juice. And I also would post my Whoop data. So my sleep data off of my Whoop after taking that for a night. And it is insane, the deep sleep that I get after I drink this. And so people could see, like, it wasn't, you know, artificial. It was like truly my sleep data. The nights that I took that was insane. And everyone was like, what is a sleepy girl mocktail? I need to know more. Like, how do I do this? And I was like, okay, I want to get our sample packs into these people's hands. And so I just like went on stories. It was literally, I think, like 10:30 at night. I was going to bed. I just mixed up my sleepy girl mocktail. And I was like, if you order in the next 48 hours, I'm going to refund. Initially, I said 5 orders in the next like 48 hours of our sample packs. And all of a sudden, we just started getting like so many sample pack orders. And I was like, oh. And I was like, I didn't even like say I was going to like, it wasn't free. People were still paying for it. I was like, use this code because I wanted to know who'd seen it. And so there was a specific code that got them like 10% off. And then we got like over 100 orders in 48 hours for our sample pack. Sometime in the like next 24 hours, I was like, I'm upping it. Like, I'm going to refund 10 orders. And it like went off again. And I was like, oh my God. And the conversion rate, I don't know the conversion rate like exactly from sample packs to subscribers, but so many of those people have now subscribed and they're in my DMs being like, I love this product. I use it every day. I'm so glad I found you. Like, it's helping my sleep. It's helping my energy. I love it so much. And I'm like, whoa, that was so cool.
Oh my gosh. The power of social media still blows my mind.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.